listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Derek Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, SD?
What's up, Rig? Right here, a little cage action
slow
here.
Slow it down, tame it down over there.
I guess I can do what I want if I'm on this side of it.
Yeah.
Not much, buddy. How you doing?
Doing all right. Just recovering from two games this morning.
Yeah, we're at UPenn for the Ed Snyder, Snyder
Hockey.
Hockey. 3-on-3 tournament here at UPenn. It's awesome. It's so much fun. Somebody had a Hattie. Game two, not sure who that was, but
who was it?
It might have been me.
Floating around the offensive zone there.
Empty net. You know, that small net. I'm surprised I hit it.
I know, right?
No, but it's
been
a lot
of skill
fun.
Game out.
Yeah, you know, I figured I'd bring it out since I never have ever.
You don't have to move the pants.
No.
You stand still and
today.
Oh yeah, you are.
No, I'm not moving.
You're looking pretty.
I'm kidding.
Pretty
man.
Skilled out here.
I'm kidding. It's been fun though. It's a great event. So
yeah,
we are 2-0.
We are 2-0. Yeah,
the rest we're of the day. We'll see what happens.
Figuring out the seeding for playoffs here now.
Yep.
So
I'm hoping we're number one seed, being 2-0. But there's enough teams, so we'll see.
We'll see, but nice event,
yes.
Nice little 3-on-3 action, three games awesome. Going at a time. Some Flyers alumni here floating around, one of our former teammates, Tony Vos, back in the day with the Phantoms, 04-05 team, got on our team and bringing the mitts and the skill.
Oh, yeah. He's bringing the skill, and Anthony Merrigan, our good buddy, Big Reg.
Yeah,
who
Big
has
Reg.
A lot to do with you know, Snyder Hockey, Snyder Foundation. Awesome having those guys with us.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a great day. Nice to see some familiar faces, and I'm liking the cross ice 3-on-3. I'm not gonna lie, you don't have to dig in as hard.
No, you don't. I did like how you two hands shoved the guy right into the net, and the poor guy got out bleeding.
Oh, what are you
I
gonna
hope
do?
There's footage of that.
There better be.
I think Ballard's
this guy
got
dropped
it.
The shoulder trying to net drive. What are we gonna do? Like let him take it to the mini net?
No, you can't.
You can't
let him take it to the mini net.
Jesus. You know, he paid the price, and
he
cut his nose open, and that's what happens when you go to the net. It's a hard-nosed play. No pun intended.
No, I was going to say, no pun. Oh, man. Well, you're right. We'll see how the rest of the day plays out, but let's talk about the Flyers a little bit here. What's going on Flyer land?
Well, they're three games deep in their preseason action, 1-2, and it looks like training camp has been a little bit of a grind.
First day, no biscuits,
all skating, and then scrimmage with some skating, and everyone knew it was going to be a grind.
Yeah.
You know, all in all, I think it's what most people expected, a lot of grunt work, a lot of skating. You know, I think at least one of those three games, you know, was pretty rough.
Yeah,
you know, but it's preseason. It's hard to really even give an honest evaluation.
You got a new coach. You got new guys here. I mean, it's can't really judge
Don't
on it,
wanna.
But you do want to see them playing hard, which I think they are. And it's tough when you got a different lineup too every night playing with different guys.
Sure.
I mean, not to make excuses, but 1-2 right now in the preseason. I'm not
100%. It's not even
all.
Worth talking about because it's really just kind of subjective to just training camp. I mean, every team goes through it. You don't put a whole lot of stock, and you know, I think at the end of the day, it's just about the effort, and you know what I mean. Just individual efforts, obviously, team efforts is a lot of work to be done as far as systems go and all that good stuff. But you know, I think from what I'm hearing, you know, they're appreciating the energy, and you know, the work is there. Obviously, fine tuning a few things, a couple injuries.
It's
kind of.
Coots.
Shitty.
Yeah, Sean Couturier. Now it was week to week, which kind of scared me, because I think if I'm not mistaken, Ryan Ellis was week to week last year for a while. But I think they just came out and said 3 to 4 weeks, which at least is promising.
Yeah,
meaning it's not as bad as they originally thought. And Patrick Brown.
Yep.
Downtown Brown.
Yep. Another man. Another centerman down.
Yeah. Disc injury there, I guess, in his back. And then, you know, we're waiting on Joel. We knew Joel would be, you know, not starting the season. So,
but he's skating,
right?
No contact. So,
So that's good. Got to have Beezer.
Got to have Beezer. But, you know, I know the Coots thing is sounding better than it originally sounded, but still, man, it's tough. You know, again, you're starting the season off without your, you know, your number one centerman. He just does so much for the team. So, you know, wish him the best and hope he can get back sooner. Yeah. It is sounding more promising than it originally sounded. So,
for sure.
Wish him the best and that fast recovery. And I think that, you know, that element of him being on the sidelines is probably not going to facilitate the choosing of a captain. I know Torts has already voiced, you know, no urgency to select a captain.
Yeah,
I get that. Yeah, 100%. But I think, you know, Coots, if you're going to be honest, obviously one of three names, if, you know, if you want to throw it in the bucket.
100%.
So with him on the sidelines, it's hard to, you know, give a fair assessment on who's going to be the captain. But, you know, I don't think, again, to Torts' point, what's the rush?
Yeah.
Let's get this thing going, get the ship in the right direction, and then figure that piece out.
I'm sure he will. Like you said, it take a little time, get to know these guys, and he'll make a decision when it's time. But I don't think there's any urgency to do that right now.
No, I agree. You know, I think just getting the season going, getting the systems established, getting the guys skating, you know, getting on the forecheck, establishing that. And then I think the leadership group is already kind of intact, but you know, the true leaders will rise above, and I think it will present itself pretty obviously as the season moves along. But you know, right now I think their sole focus is getting into game shape, getting these guys moving, understanding the attitude that they need to play with,
right,
and you know, start the season off with that right
a good
culture foot. That right feel,
yeah, for sure. But and you know, hopefully Carter's ready. Carter Hart's ready.
Is he day-to-day?
I think he's day-to-day. Someone fell on him the other day in practice, lower body injury.
Yeah.
But he is skating and practicing, so hopefully he's going to be ready to go. Maybe he'll even plays in a couple preseason games. I don't really know, but got to have him healthy. And ready
yes.
to go. You don't want to rush him.
No, you don't want
with
to rush
an ankle,
that.
You know, or if it is an ankle, I'm guessing there, but
yeah, so what do you think about breakthrough players this year? Who do you think is going to turn some heads?
I think TK's going to have a really good year.
Yeah, I really think so too.
I think Torts is going to like the way he plays, and he's going to give him a little free rein to play. You know, like be himself, which we've talked about before. I think when TK's able to play his game, he's not a rat, but he gets in there and he pisses you off.
Yeah, well, that's when he's at his best.
It is when
that's how Torts wants him to play, obviously.
And I think he's going to have a good year. I really do. I can feel it. I hope he does.
Yeah, 100%.
But he's a guy that really sticks out to me because I think Torts is just going to leave him alone and let him play, you know?
Yeah, well, I think as long as he's buzzing and skating, the production will come. Right. I think, again, to what I just said, he's at his best when he's pissing guys off. Like he's in your face. It's not obviously not about the fight. It's just about getting on the forecheck, being relentless. You know, when the whistle goes, like he's standing right there over the blue paint. He's just being that prick. And then the offensive chances will come. But I think if he doesn't bring that element, I think Torts will be all over him.
Right.
Because that is the ingredient that makes TK TK. Yes, he can skate, he can shoot, he can do all those things. But if he's not greasing it up,
yeah,
I mean, it's probably not going to play in the hands of the Flyers, obviously not in Torts' system. So, but I do agree. I think he has all the pieces to be, you know, a great player. I think he just sometimes gets lost a little bit and forgets that he needs to dig in and play that way all the time, not just when it's convenient. But I like that pick. I'm hopeful for a guy like Wade Allison,
right,
to get in, stay healthy.
Yes,
you know, to make his mark because he's got all the ingredients too.
Man, he does.
You know, he's just got that jam, that attitude that just fits. But you know, you just got to get in some games, get healthy, get skating, and then even a guy like Owen Tippett. You know, we haven't seen a ton of him, but he's a first round pick. He can skate. He can shoot the puck. I think if the Flyers are going to be any bit competitive this year, I mean, outside of just like changing their work ethic and that attitude, they need to get contributions from some of these types of players. They need to step up. They need to contribute, you know, not just, you know, play minimal roles and just find scoring as a collective, because I think they're going to struggle scoring goals. So every guy's chipping in.
Everybody chips in, yeah. That's what they
got
to do.
Got to. Who else you got?
Who
anybody
else
on
do
D?
I have?
Anybody stepping
well,
up on
I
D?
Well, I mean, I'm looking. I know Torch had a quote today about the pairing of Provy and D'Antoni, Tony D'Angelo, but I still think, you know, they just started
right
skating together.
Yeah.
Like, there's
going to,
you know, exactly. So I really hope those two, if they play together, but Tony's going to bring a lot to the team, and I think they would be a good fit. I think that'll really help Provy.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, like, he got him and Niski had such a just, they just flowed together, and it was pretty right. It was almost right away, really, when they got together. But I'm hoping Tony D and him do that. But I think he's gonna be a big, like, big contributor. On the D side.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I'm hopeful that that pair sticks together and produces.
Yeah.
I think it could be either the greatest experiment of all time, or it could go really sour. Just based on, you know, you mentioned Niski. Niski is, you know, say jack of all trades, master of none, but he was very reliable.
Very.
And he covered for Provy when Provy is up in the play. I think there's a lot of similarities between D'Angelo and Provy. So as long as they're on the same page, one's up in the play, the other one's back, and they're not, you know, both up and getting caught. As long, obviously, communication is a huge piece of it, but you know, to suggest that it's not going to work out after one preseason game is kind of a little bit crazy. But getting some reps in, I'd like to see them thrive. For
sure. I would too.
Because if they're going, they can.
They're both good hockey players.
100%. They could really carry some weight back there and move pucks up and be involved in the play. So, you know, I think a guy like Risto too has got more. You know, I think he's gonna step his game up. You know, I mean, offensively, I think he's kind of found his game. As far as, you know, the physical presence he needs to be, I think he still bring a little bit more, but, you know, I think there's a little more offense there.
Yeah.
We'll see. But camp is on. Preseason is going. Not too far away from opening night. What are we? 2 weeks away.
Is it right now? Mike, you're right now. This time the buzzer.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, Riggs. A few more, and then here we go, man. Starting the season, and it's exciting time. Love this. I'm even watching all the preseason games. I'm such a nerd, but I just love it.
You don't got anything better to do?
I got a lot of stuff to do. I probably should not be watching those games, but yeah, it's exciting, man. And I can't wait for the opener, just to see what we have.
Absolutely, me too. All right, Nast, episode 88.
88? Oh, my God.
Who would have thought?
Awesome. Who would have thought?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Here at UPenn with a teammate of ours today and from back in the day, Riggs, Mr. Tony Vos, thank you for joining us.
Not a problem. Glad I could be here.
Brought the sweet mitts I saw today.
Oh, my goodness. He did, like you always said, though, no D. You're not getting back.
Just give me the puck. Offense only.
And
offense only.
He's had quite a few goals today.
Yeah, the slow back check turns into offensive opportunities. Seen that before a few times.
Know your role.
Know your role.
Riley's throwing guys into the net. The guy comes up bleeding last game.
It happens.
It does.
Hey, you drop the shoulder trying to get to the net. I'm going to get in the way.
Yeah, he did ask me if it went in.
Yeah, I know he did. Yeah, so.
Yeah, he asked if it went in.
Nope.
No, it didn't. But Tony,
his nose did. His nose definitely went in.
No, but seriously, this is actually an awesome event. We're here, and I appreciate you joining us, Tony, because you scored a lot of goals today, even though you're bailing. Didn't want to say anything about it, but you're leaving on us. But anyway, Tony, you're a part of the team, a big part of the team. Back in 2005, in the lockout year, it was your rookie year. Right out of college, and scored 29-30 goals for the team. Big part of the team. And as a rookie with a team with a lot of veterans and guys that have already played in NHL, we talk about it a lot. It's one of my favorite times,
100%.
My favorite years in hockey. But you got a big honor next weekend coming up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, bud?
So, going into the BC Hall of Fame.
Congrats.
That's awesome.
A honor that I never expected, which is kind of cool to get the call. Actually, when they called, I was like, I think you got Ben Eaves. You mean Ben? Tony Vos, you sure you got the right number? Yeah, I do. Jerry York said, you deserve it. I said, all right, thanks. You know, it's I think my dad is probably the happiest out of everybody. You know?
Sure.
It's a huge honor, man.
Went through a lot of stuff, and so it's really cool. Excited.
Yeah, congrats, that's awesome, man. That's big, man. I mean, you had a hell of a pro career, and you score with the best of them. Yeah. Get the Mets.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right.
That's awesome. But actually, going back to 2005, man, what a year that was. We do bring it up once in a while, but the players on that team, and it was just so much
the chemistry
fun.
On that team.
100%.
Hey,
it
was, and at that, you know, when you're at that level. It's tough to, as we all know, to get guys to buy in and be consistent and do the things that it takes to win every day. Like I think we had, at that time it was a record, I think it was like 16 straight or straight
yeah.
wins,
yeah.
17 straight wins, something like that, which is,
yeah,
at that
incredible.
Again, like when you're traveling and you're doing that stuff, like that's
three
that's
and
impressive.
Threes.
Yeah, three
you
and
know,
threes on the road every, you know, you're Friday night at home, Saturday night in Wilkes, Sunday
yeah.
night back in, you know, or Hershey, wherever you're at. So,
yeah.
To go, you know, and have that team, it was unreal.
It was awesome. That was arguably the best league in the world at that time,
oh,
right? Because
yeah,
NHL
no
obviously
NHL,
didn't play.
No NHL, the lockout year.
Some
I mean,
strong
for me
teams.
Coming in, that was, like, I had no business making that team
wow.
at the time, right? Because it's, you got NHL guys, all the rookies, all the guys, like, all the draft picks. So it was kind of like, you know, Homer's like, wake the fuck up, boy.
yeah, right?
You want to make this team, like, wake up. So it was... I think you came in kind of late, right?
I did, yeah. Yeah, three or four
right,
games in. Yeah, I met you guys in Hartford.
Yep.
I think they saved one of your sticks over there on the rack. You
came in. The whole shirt went.
Yours was straighter
way
than
straighter,
that.
Straighter, yeah. Probably way heavier, too.
I think that went across Simmer's head, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, right.
Tony, I've said before when Ryle's met us in Hartford before
yeah,
game
that's
one.
Yeah.
And
before game one.
He... I'm unpacking his bag, and he still had – oh, you guys had the one-piece sticks that we were forced to use from CCM. And yeah. and Riles comes in, and he's got blades. And I looked at it, and I said, oh. I'm like, I'm not sure if this guy's right-handed or left-handed.
Big, thick paddle, too,
yeah,
hey?
Big, thick. Definitely yeah. regular.
Oh, yeah. It's like the old Richie paddle.
So what are you here to do? I'm here to fight.
Yeah, right. Definitely not
to
handle
a puck. I know what I came for.
Oh, man. But
yeah, know what you're doing.
What a funny. Year, though. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, I love talking about that year because you mentioned it earlier. It was probably one of the most memorable years of my life. Just like, obviously, my first full year in the American League, but just the team chemistry. And, again, the amount of individuals that – well, I had played in the NHL, but then hadn't, then eventually played, moved on,
yeah,
and had successful careers was pretty pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, I think there's only a couple of us that didn't play. I think it was, like, out of that team. It was, like, me, actually, an NHL game. It was, like, me, Skolny, and maybe, like, one other guy, like,
wow.
that never played an
Princey?
NHL game. It could have been
no,
him.
No,
I think, no,
no
he, played,
he played.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's
he
right.
Played,
yeah,
game,
yeah,
yeah,
I forgot.
Maybe Joey Hope.
Hoper.
He was on
he
that
might have
team.
Been the other one.
Yeah,
yes.
he's probably
yeah,
the other
only,
one.
Like, but that's,
yeah, that's
but
a good
that's,
point,
that,
right?
That's
yeah.
how good that team
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's amazing to think about.
A group of guys that, yeah, it was an unbelievable team.
It was.
Unbelievable players.
So much
fun.
Yeah,
road
fun. Well, that's
fun,
it, right?
Like, fun.
Yeah, we learned how to work as a team, but then we also obviously had a crew of guys that knew how to have fun. I mean... Sunday
yeah,
nights at McDonald's.
Sunday nights. Mickey
D's. Mickey
D's. I still see Danny
Moore.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I saw him 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Went to Keenan's.
Keenan's,
sure.
All right.
Yeah,
he's still grinding.
Still
there.
There. Still doing it.
Beautiful.
Awesome. A little calmer now, though. He's
yeah, right. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
100%.
Back then, right? Like,
guys tamed down after a while.
What's he, 70 now?
Yeah, right.
You'll kill me for that.
Not older than you, Nast.
Hey, let him know where
cage yeah, fighting here, boys. Nature boy Ric Flair coming.
Oh,
at you.
Man.
But anyway, Tony, we do appreciate you coming today and jumping on here real quick. And, man, congratulations, dude.
Thank
That's
you.
A huge honor.
100%.
And you deserve it, man. It's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.
It's good. Thanks for having me on.
All right. A big thank you to Tony Vos for
TiVo.
Popping in.
Yeah, old TiVo jumping in to talk with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it. He's a busy man coaching some teams over at Hollydale Ice Arena. And,
he abandoned us for
yeah,
game three.
He did, but we came through.
We did come through. We're now first seed. Three in a row.
Oh. Three in a row. What
Welcome.
A dish you gave me there.
Yeah, you like
Appreciate
that?
That.
Hey, Baller, you get that? Get that?
Baller got
oh,
that
yeah,
okay,
Baller
good.
Guy. We're going to roll
God.
That. We're going to roll
Not
that.
Not many times I finish. He actually just hit my stick and went in. I didn't really have to do
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it was nice positioning on your end, on the back end.
I snuck in there. Yeah. You know, a little guy.
Just a little guy. There. Quick little pins.
You get behind him.
Yeah. Well, big win. Now we're a little bit of a break here between.
Maybe too long of a break.
Yeah, man. The old pins are season up already, but
I feel great.
Yeah.
You know, 31 years old. You look great. You feel good.
You're built like that. I mean, how could he not feel great?
He did not feel great. But yeah, Tony, what a guy, man. Hell of a player. Like, people don't really understand that year of the lockout. Like, it was probably the best. Well, it was definitely the best league, I would say, but for teams, all the teams that had NHL players on them, I mean, that league was unreal
100%.
That year. And I'm not sure. I don't think Tony got a lot of power play time, and he was close to 30 goals as a rookie. And, I mean, that's hard to do when you're not getting on the power play.
100%.
And our team was pretty stacked.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I look back and I think of Tony, and obviously he could score, right? He was just like that small guy that was shifty. He could score in and around the net, tight plays. But I always remember him kind of being the whipping boy when shit would break down. There's a turnover, a lack of back checking. You know, it was ripping on Tony. And next thing you know, Tony would have a breakaway.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things where his, you know, say lack of effort on the back check was almost strategic in a sense, where he could almost anticipate there's going to be a turnover of some sort, and he would find a little hole, and then
that's right.
He'd find his little nugget.
As soon as Rambo's yelling at him, you know, you're cheating. Oh, there goes. Good goal.
Great goal. But I mentioned to you this before. I worked with John Paddock for a little bit in Adirondack there for half of a season with the Phantoms, and he always tell me, like, coaching some certain players in his career, high end skill guys that could score, he would almost turn a blind eye to some of their cheating. You know, like, you know, offensive zone stuff, slow getting back because he knew that.
They were waiting for that.
There was gonna be a quick up play, and next thing you know, you got a breakaway, and those guys are gonna score you those big goals. So I always remember that because, you know, being, you know, the one dimensional guy that I was almost like overly disciplined to get back because I had no other choice. I mean, I wasn't scoring goals, obviously, but I always thought everyone had to play the same way, and in the coach's eyes, that you had to be exactly the same every single guy. But that doesn't turn out to be the case. You know, you got to give some guys a little more wiggle room. Obviously, you know, a guy like Ovi or Crosby, or, you know what I mean, obviously Crosby's a hell of a worker, but and so is Ovi. But, you know, they have their moments of cheating, and, you know, their cheating is strategic. It's calculated, and you know, they can obviously convert those to points. But, you know, Tony was that guy.
He
was
100%.
He would get the puck and he would find a way to score on those plays that, you know, if you're sitting in the stands, you'd be like, wow, that guy's not really hustling back. But I think there was some strategy involved.
He's the way he's built too. He was so good around the net. He get moved around too much. You know, like, he made those little plays.
Yeah.
Quick hands. He's got great hands, obviously. But
yeah.
He played in Checking for Charity last year with the big boys.
Yeah, with the Farabee. And
I was up on the loft watching, and there were some guys that we know that we're friends with that didn't know him, that we played men's league with, and they're like, who's this guy? And I'm like, that's Tony Vos. He's like 40. And he's playing with the kids, and they're like, he's good, man.
Yeah, and he's in better shape now than he was when he played.
That's exactly
right. And he
even
said it this morning. He's like, I'm in better shape now than when I played. And, you know, I think that was his biggest knock is that
he'll tell you that, too.
That he didn't pour enough off the ice, you know, into it. And he looks good. He's, you know, doing a lot of skill work with some players there at Hollydale.
Yep.
Involved in some sort of agency now, I believe, so he's well-versed in the hockey game. Again, props to him for his induction into the Hall of Fame in BC. That's big.
That's awesome.
And there's no surprise. I mean, he was a hell of an American League player. Wish him the best.
Yeah, it's awesome having him.
And, Nast, you're on the road tomorrow, are you not?
I am. I'm going to Johnstown. Never been.
Never been?
War Memorial. I'm pretty pumped. I'm hoping
the
three brothers are there. I might put some white tape on my glasses.
Yeah,
I'll definitely send a pic in from it. But I think they have a Hall of Fame there from the movie.
Oh.
I think. That's what someone was telling me. I've never been, so I'm...
Instagram Live?
Maybe. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's what I'll do.
You should.
I'll do it. Debo told me, too, before you.
Yeah, so. Well, good, because that's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
Give the players a heads up. When they're walking out on the ice, it's at least 2.5 foot, 3 foot drop.
You've played there.
Back in the coast, man.
Right.
Yeah, slugging it out.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I almost rolled my ankle stepping on the ice. It's that much of a drop. Telling you.
I'm not really excited for the bus ride
far. Not. Who would be?
And we're only playing one game. It's more of a college. The Rebels we're talking about, just so we know, Philadelphia Rebels, North American Hockey League. But we're only playing one game. So usually on the weekends we play Friday, Saturday. For some reason it's just the one game, but I'm actually excited to see that building. My dad used to be in there.
Oh yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Oh, it's a fun building. When you walk out too, you walk through the concourse. All the fans are standing there heckling you, standing right there, and then the 3 foot drop
off. Someone hit Jeff with a
monkey wrench. Yeah. No, but it's a classic building, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
So definitely go IG Live. I'll be waiting for it.
You're gonna maybe will you be awake? The game's at 7:30. Yeah,
probably not.
I'm sure you'll be awake. Debo, what are you laughing at? You might not be either. Baller, I know he's just getting up. Then Baller's ready to roll. He's a night owl.
Oh yeah. But definitely go IG Live.
Okay.
We'll repost it if I miss it.
If you, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
You'll be in bed. But excited that we got to get back on the winning train here, the Rebels. We had a tough weekend last week.
Yeah. Well,
we'll get it back.
Bring your A game, dude.
I'll bring it. I All have right. it with me.
All right, Nas. Well, that's episode 88 in the books. Next week, we got our friend
JJ,
Jim Jackson.
Yep.
Popping in the studio.
Yes.
Looking forward to that one. We've been chasing him down all summer.
I know. Yeah, we have been.
Yeah.
But he's good to go. We just saw him here.
High maintenance. Yeah,
he's high maintenance guy. Yeah. Johnny, your dad's high maintenance man. Johnny Jackson's up in school playing. But it's good seeing him here. He's calling the final game.
Yeah, we better be there.
Debo may play for me. I'm not sure what I got going here. But no, I'm kidding. Yeah, let's get to the final so we get JJ saying our name again for you. Me, first time.
Of course.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. See you next week. If you like what Nasty and I are up to, be sure to like and subscribe to our channel on YouTube and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and we actually do have an old Facebook page as well. Thanks, guys.